Welcome back to the J&B Neighbor Gamers Podcast. We are a couple guys that enjoy video games, movies, and entertainment. My name is Bay, and I'm joined with my neighbor Jay.
Happy 100, Bay.
Happy 100th episode,
Jay. Yeah, I got some statistics. So, let's see. Our first episode, we didn't have a thumbnail, and we didn't have a design. And then our second episode, I forget if it was one of... I know it was one of your daughters that created our logo. Correct.
Yeah.
And we started using that ever since. Uh-huh. So shout out to your daughters for creating that.
Yeah, thanks.
It stuck with us. Our shortest episode was 36 minutes and 5 seconds. And that was one of the more recent ones because of my surgery. My surgery.
Yeah.
Not surgery, is because that was my first surgery. I came back and started talking and whispering like Batman. You know what? You know what happened? That's what I get for making fun of Batman for whispering. That's what I get. You know? He said, I got you, man. I'm going to send you back to the ED so you can get surgery.
I got you.
That's what Batman said. Oh, our God. Most long episode is 1 hour 19 minutes, and I believe that was the most recent episode.
Okay.
With the guys.
Right?
And then also want to shout out to you, Bay, because you do a lot of the editing. You do the setup here. And thank you so much.
Oh, man.
Love you, man. Like family. So, and
yeah, I love you too, man.
Oh, thanks, Bay. And I got to say, most recent 100, like you spent at least 100 hours with each other.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Once a week, I mean, it's plus or minus an hour or 50 minutes, but like 100 hours with you, Bay. And it doesn't feel like it, so that's great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey, likewise. And you know what? 100 more.
100 like, more, man.
We did a little toast, man, to 100 more episodes, bro.
Yeah, we drank some Angel's Envy, some whiskey, and we mixed our alcohol, and then we drank the Beast Blow.
Oh, so. My gosh. And Jay, thank you for bringing this stuff in. It tastes delicious. That whiskey is strong.
Does it make you want to go to heaven?
Well, I feel like I know what gasoline tastes like now. It's good, but it's strong.
Right?
Like warms you up right away.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like Jay came in a tank top, and it's under 60. It's probably 50 degrees right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, this stuff just warmed me up. I had to take off my jacket.
Does it make you want to take off your shirt, babe?
I know, right? I don't think you want to see that.
It's fine. I see people at the gym take off their clothes all the time. These guys just walking around. I can't say anymore. I could, but I ain't saying anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here we are. Here we go. It is episode 100. And we're going to talk about some God of War reactions because we both finished the game and Jay has gone back and tried to open up some more realms. And I'm just trying to get over how much fun I had with that one. Also, Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. I'll try to do a spoiler-free just preview on that. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to say too much. You kind of will know the gist of it as it relates to Kevin Bacon and people that'll be on that show. And then, lastly, I just found out, hot off the press, Spider-Man 4 is going to have Tom Holland on there. And Jay, let's go over there. Let's go there.
Okay.
Tom Holland swinging in, and I'm hoping... If there's one person you could hope to be in this Spider-Man 4, who would you hope to have in there?
Oh, man. Franco.
Okay. All right.
I see him. They brought out the other actors, so bring him back. I don't know if he acts anymore. I don't follow him or anything.
That would be cool, though.
Yeah.
Especially tie in because of his father was the goblin, right? The Green Goblin? Is that right?
Yeah.
Man. I'm hoping Zendaya's in this.
Okay.
She hasn't confirmed yet.
Uh-oh. I should come over, man.
Right?
Just Spider-Man. What type of other Marvel characters do you want to see them include? It could be a hero or villain.
You know, because of Spider-Man, and they've already done Mysterio, they've done Sandman in the past, even though that would be kind of cool to bring him back. But one that I remember, I want to see either Rhinoceros or Juggernaut.
Like, do you want to bring up the Sinister Six like they did in the game?
Ooh. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, because they played off that, like, in the first Spider-Man.
But you know,
Homecoming, right?
You know what I'd really like to see in the comic books was a Black Cat.
Oh. And, oh.
Right? Oh. Yeah, yeah. She was drawn very nicely.
I mean, I see this card of Marvel Snap. I'm like, who's that? And it's funny because it just goes away. I'm like, is that Black Cat? And then I remember Black Cat and Spider-Man, Sony PlayStation Spider-Man. I was like, oh, that's Black Cat.
Yeah.
And then now you mentioned her name. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, and what is that? What does that card do if you don't use it?
I don't know. Because I don't have it.
It leaves. It leaves.
Just like in the freaking game. Yeah, right? You don't chase her, then she's bye.
Hey, that's right.
What does she do besides leaving you?
Oh, that's it.
She dumps you? Oh, that's sad.
That's it. She like
does she leave you on a turn?
If she's in your hand, you don't use it.
By turn.
By the end of that turn, yeah. It's gone.
Oh, wow. So yeah. She's in a discard type of deck.
Yeah.
Because like there's a discard type of deck. If the more cards you discard, it makes one of the cards stronger that you have in your deck. Or in your hand, right?
And if you don't know what we're talking about,
so you use Marvel her. Snap. That's sad.
It's the mobile game.
I don't want to use her like that.
Well, it sucks because if you get her at the very beginning, because
yeah.
You only get like one energy point, right?
Right.
At the very beginning, she's a three. So you can't use her if you get her in the very beginning. And then,
right.
And then she slips away.
She slips away like a cat. That's so funny. They did a good job with that one. Yeah, I see. Yeah, so you got to play a deck around, built around her. Got it.
Yes, yeah. The other thing with, and speaking about Spider-Man 4, the director. They haven't selected a director yet.
Okay.
And a lot of people are online on Twitter, and they're asking for John Watts.
Mm.
And I think he would be great for it. He's done a great job with the other ones. I've really enjoyed the Spider-Man franchise. The one thing I'm bummed out is we're probably not going to see this movie until like summer of 2024.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a while.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I don't know. Time goes by fast. That's already almost December, right?
Yeah, we're almost at 2023.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in a few more months, then we got like the PlayStation DualSense Edge, and they got this PlayStation VR 2. So there's a lot of things in between to get
and you
to 2024.
You already pulled the trigger on the VR. That's pretty cool.
And let me tell you about this. So I during the holidays, during Thanksgiving, spent some time with family, and I got on that Oculus and played some Resident Evil 4. And I got so nauseous, like the first 10 minutes, dude. I'm like sitting down playing, and I'm not turning my head. I'm just running backwards just to gain space away from the enemy. Because I know there's enemies on the side, but if I run backwards, it pulls them in.
Okay.
Right? Because I don't want to turn my head. And I turn my head, I'm like, all right, cool. I turn my head, I see them to my right. And then I need to move to the right, so I have to use the analog stick to move. Oh, that throws me off really bad.
Okay, so the perspective is totally first person, right? Right.
So you gotta look down, you gotta grab for your weapon, and then when you reload, you gotta use the controllers to grab with your left hand for the refill ammo, and you gotta put your hands together, and then you know. There's a mechanic with your hands, with your fingers to release the magazine and then reload the gun. And I was looking down. I'm like, dude, I can't. So nauseous. I was like, I can't do this. So, woohoo! I pre-ordered it already, and there was a time frame. So I sent it to my brother-in-law. I'm like, hey, here's the link to pre-order, and you can't pre-order it anymore. You have to get on that list again whenever they open it up.
Really?
So I was like, good thing I did it. And I'm going to follow through with it because I'm curious if I can handle like a driving game that has eye tracking versus a game that's making me move very quickly in regards to like shooting enemies.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, is there a heads up display or is it just all is just blank? Like, do you see your health and your amount of ammo and that kind of stuff?
I forget. I was so focused on trying to get not to get nauseous.
Okay.
So that so you're that, trying that's to... already taking me out of the game already, which is bad. So you're supposed to be immersed. Well, I'm immersed in myself. Trying not to barf.
Is it that bad?
For me, yeah. Maybe I should have played standing. But then again, I don't want to look like a fool playing this game. I feel comfortable playing with you because we're both getting nauseous. You can be all nauseous together,
mate. We'll need a bucket and some ice packs.
Yeah, man. It's just like somebody who has their like VR legs versus me. I'm like, I don't want to be laughed at and stuff, you know?
I mean, so...
Which is fine if they did, but...
Does that make you... not want to get the new one? Or?
I do want to get it because Gran Turismo.
Okay.
I can imagine that. And then I feel like I won't be too nauseous with that because I can see the horizon. The turns, you know, it's I know it's oncoming versus I have a controller in my hand. I have to rotate left and right and the camera moves hella fast. Like in Resident Evil, it felt like it moved faster than I could turn my head.
Ooh.
Like with my analog stick. So that threw me off. Like, whoa, that my body didn't like that.
Okay. That's interesting. I don't think I could do it.
All right. We'll try it.
Honestly, I don't think I could
do it. We'll try it at your place. So you can lay out the couch right after 5 minutes.
No, so I don't mess up your floor if I throw up.
Well, the thing is that like it doesn't have enough room for my glasses. So that's one thing. With the Oculus that's wireless, right? Versus, I looked at reviews like on CNET and IGN because they've had preview builds to play that Horizon game. And you're able to fit your glasses in there. So I think that's a step up already for me, at least, because I don't wear contacts. And it's not blurry right off the bat versus on the Oculus. It was blurry already, and I'm like, whoa. And then you get all that motion, and then you get more nauseous, so...
Okay, so I know that they got a Horizon version on there, right?
Right.
Is that the new one, Forbidden West? Or?
No, it's entirely brand new game, exclusively for the PlayStation VR 2.
I wonder if they'd ever have like a God of War.
Yeah. If they decided to get a team, Santa Monica that exclusively just works on PSVR 2 for God of War.
I think that would be a lot of fun because now you think about
like Atreus adventures.
Yeah, I mean you got to use a bow and arrow for right? Atreus, right?
Yeah.
Would your motions have to be the same for a bow and arrow?
Probably.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so I mean if Horizon is going to show implications of using a bow and arrow like you would in real life, then I see why not they would not use it on a God of War. PlayStation VR title.
Man, talk about like a workout because what do you call those the chains with the swords on them?
Oh, the Blades of Chaos.
The Blades of Chaos. Yeah. Imagine doing that VR. You know, and you're like moving your arms.
Yeah.
I'm like moving my arms like people could see it. But you're like swinging your arms and you're throwing that stuff.
Yeah.
And then you're swinging on stuff.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw it, catching.
Throw up city.
Oh, but and then like try to catch your axe. Oh,
that'd
be
sick, right?
Oh.
That's sick. That, yeah.
Oh, now we're talking.
Now you have that trigger and you throw it. And then when you call it back, you like release the trigger. Oh, that. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
I hope they're thinking about that because that would be great. Man, I'm trying to think of any other thing that would be the spear. That'd be kind of cool too. Like when you're like jumping and trying to swing from the spear.
Yeah. Or like when you're throwing the spear and then, you know, when he bashes it on the ground to make all the other unlimited spears explode.
Yeah.
Sick, right?
Yeah. You'd get a heck of a workout.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like
all that movement.
I did get, when I started to lose weight back in 2000, whatever, when I was 32, I was playing that boxing game on PlayStation Move. And I did burn a lot of calories.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fun. I mean, if you do it with this, oh man, it'd be sick if they do it correctly.
Yeah, and then when he picks up the little green health things, he stomps on it, right?
Right.
Imagine doing that. But they don't really have something on your feet.
Nah.
I don't know if
so you have to punch it or something. Yeah. Or grab the light. I don't know.
Man, I think we're onto something with that.
Yeah, if they decide to do it.
Yeah.
I'm curious what Santa Monica Studios is up to after God of War. Hopefully they get rest because this is a big game. And a little bit back on God of War, like their sales, they sold 5.1 million already.
That's ridiculous.
Dude, and then you times that by $70, it's like 300 something.
Oh, they're doing pretty good.
I don't know how much it costs to like make the game, but I mean, that's only like the first initial week or so.
So, you finished the game, right?
Yeah.
I finished it too. What were your initial impressions after the game ended?
3, 2, 1, LT. That Odin twist? Holy shit, man. I was like at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then like Brock is saying, what's up with you, Tyr? Where were you like trying to step up now? You're trying to defend the house and you just only had your shield. Now you're saying that you're going to get your sword out. And now you have this plan. There's something funny about you, you know?
Yeah.
He's like calling him out and nobody's calling him out except for Brock. And I think Brock is like the comedic.
Yeah.
And he's right.
Yeah.
And then Tyr turns into Odin and Odin has been spying on you the whole game.
Whole game.
And kills Brock. And I'm like, holy shit. And Sindri, man. Oh, you could feel his anger and his hate. And he said to Atreus, I gave you everything. I gave you my house. I gave you my life. I gave you food. I gave you shelter. And I don't know I don't remember if he said, I gave you my brother, but that's how I felt. Mm-hmm. Did he say that?
Yeah. Well, he said he loses everything. He loses his family.
Yes.
Oh, man. I felt that. I was like, wow.
Too. Yeah. And his eyes were red the whole after that, dude. Yeah, his eyes were red, man. He was furious.
Yeah.
And then, like, when the prophecy isn't written, I mean, it's written, but it, you know, Kratos is like, we write our own prophecy. We don't have to be right. What is written can be unwritten. You know, that's what Kratos says to Atreus. And at the end, like, throughout the game, you see Atreus figure out that he can put souls into these marbles, right? That's a giant magic. And instead of killing Odin, they imprison him, his soul, into this marble. And they're like, what are we going to do with this marble? And Sindri goes, I know what to do. Freaking smashes it with a hammer, dude.
He smashes it.
Damn, he's like, this is vengeance.
Yeah. I was so glad.
Where is he? Where's Odin?
He's gone.
Right?
He's dead. There's no sequel for him.
There's no sequel. There's no remorse. And did you get the other end credits?
Which one?
Oh, there's a hidden one, bae.
What?
Yeah, but they tell you when you get off the mountain, we want to bury Brock.
Oh, no way.
Do it. I won't spoil that one for you, but do that side quest.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
This game is very expansive. So, like, when I was listening to Kind of Funny, and they had a good point. They said this game, like, if you beat the game and you dive deep back into it, it's like a spoiler cast. It's like dessert. Because it offers way more.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's all this other banter. There's all the, like, and I love, did you play a little bit of afterward?
No.
You hang out with Freya.
Right.
And it's so cool. I'm like, yeah, these guys, you should get married.
Go get a room, huh?
I mean, you guys are cool together. Yeah. They have good chemistry after they got over their dilemma.
Well, I'm so glad that ended up because there was some stuff that I didn't finish with Freya, like her side quest.
Oh, it's good.
See, I didn't finish that.
Yeah, you get some equipment for her too.
Right. And then I was like, I was trying to go back to it. And then I'm like, oh no, I can't. I don't have her with me. And I couldn't enter her that like this pathway. Right. So yeah, I'm going to play that game again.
Just play for a side quest because I've been like hours just playing.
Yeah, if you haven't gotten this game, you've got to get it. This is not one to wait for it to be on sale. Go get it. You'll enjoy it. I mean, I mean, honestly, you're going to need some time to play it through. But the cool thing with this game, you can kind of stop it anywhere, and you don't. It just picks up right where you left off. And that's, you know, that's the telling thing with the PS5 and its system. This game is really good like that. You can play with the mechanics and get it the way you want. I switched up being able to pick up things by pressing the circle, like pick up items,
right,
to just automatic.
Yeah.
Because there were some fights, even though I had it on easy,
yeah,
there were some fights that I had to like try to roll and run to where some of these green health things were.
What was your favorite? What's your favorite weapon?
It's the axe.
It's the axe, yeah.
Yeah, and it's probably because I had it, I focused on that to level it up the most.
Yeah.
So, and I got really accustomed to, like, you know, throwing it and doing the special, like, you hold R1 or hold R2 and those special little moves.
Right.
So I really like that. But then my second one would be the spear.
Yeah.
And there were some enemies that you had to.
Yeah, Heimdall?
Yes.
Right?
You had to use the spear.
Yeah.
Or you'd get nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say for myself, I love holding on to the axe because it says wife's weapon.
Yeah.
But for the spear, I mean, like, this is Sparta! Right? Dude, I mean, like, he has this. I mean, that's what you imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, when he's throwing those spears and they're unlimited, you know, based on the lore of it, and then they're stuck to this enemy and it's glowing and fizzling, and then you press and hold that triangle button, he just slams it on the ground. Sick. Or like some of the special moves for it, he throws one in the air and all of a sudden you see like thousands just hitting enemies. Yes. And they're like getting speared. You press a whole triangle afterward.
Yeah.
And it stuns them. It's sick. I like it.
Yeah. And
it's made out of part of his blood too.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Sick.
And you can throw more than one.
Yeah.
And you can see it like poking, sticking out of whoever you're fighting.
Yeah, there's some screenshots and videos where there's those trolls and they jump and the guy dodges and he throws the spear in his butt. and then they show like the scene from MU. What is that? Disney animated Monsters, Inc.
Okay.
And I forgot that guy's name, but that big, huge purple guy. They put his face and he's like, woo! Because he got speared his butt.
Oh.
People, man.
Scully? Is it Scully?
I think so.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, made me laugh. So, I totally enjoyed this game. I won't say like where it is on my list yet, but I know it's very high.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, it was Gene that was sharing one of his screenshots. One of them was, and congratulations, Gene, for platinuming the game. He showed a screenshot of all the, what do you call those gems or something, so that you can unlock different buffs, right?
Yeah.
And he had all of them unlocked.
Yeah.
And I'm not even there.
Yeah, I'm missing. There's nine parts of the amulet that you can unlock, and I'm at seven. Unlocked. So I'm chasing that because I just like the whole theme. Like when you beat these travelers, think of nurses for some reason. God, jeez. They're knights or whatever that come in different realms, and they're very strong enemies in this game, right? So there's two of them that you can beat, and you get their like the hilts for your weapons,
right?
And it's like the nine realms, and then you get the nine realm shield, and then if you put each I forget what they're called item for on the amulet from each realm, you get that buff which is called the nine realms. So I'm like, dude, it's so sick, dude. The nine realms. And you're like, dude, I'm Kratos. I saved the nine realms. Dude, I'm not destroying them like the God of War of Greece. I'm the hero of Norse mythology.
That's cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And I do like how when you look at the prophecy in God of War 2018, like it shows, like it was unwritten, but you see, I mean, it was written, but you know, they changed it. They didn't have to follow that path. Although there were some things that they did have to follow. But when you see at the end of it, you see Atreus like by himself. And that's what it did in this game. But then like at the end of this Ragnarok, you know, Kratos goes behind that mural and opens it up, you see him like by himself. But he, you know, when Odin says, "You're a god, have you been praised? Have you ever been loved? No, you've always destroyed." He turns it around in this realm, in this story, where people look up to him. And you can see it reflected in his personality, especially at the end game when you're doing side quests. Oh, Kratos changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's changed a lot.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Ooh, this game's good.
Yeah, this game is excellent. Just the depth of character, like you said, with being able to see Kratos change. I don't have as much history with the game because I didn't finish the first one all the way through. But just alone in the beginning of Ragnarok to the end, he changed a lot.
Yeah, a lot of it is, like, in 2018 is him just calling Atreus boy till like the very end.
Right.
That's when he starts opening up, and a little bit. And then in Ragnarok, you see him open up even more.
Okay. Because was Freya in the... She was in the first one, right?
She was in the first one.
Because I remember they had the... she had the home that looked like a turtle, right?
Right. And you hurt her the most at the end of that game.
Okay.
Because you killed her son.
Killed, yep. Okay. Which explains why she was the way she was.
It's like MCU, man. Like, starts off right off the bat. She's chasing you in the hawk form, right?
Yep.
She wants to kill you. And Kratos is like, "No, I don't want to kill you. I don't want to fight you. We were friends. And I had to kill Baldur because I don't want you to die." Because Baldur was going to kill her.
Oh. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was strangling her. And Kratos is like, "No." Because, like, in that Greek mythology, what you see is that your kids always kill your parents.
Okay.
And Kratos was a child of Zeus, and Kratos ended up killing Zeus. And and then Baldur wanted to kill Freya. And then in this prophecy that you did see in 2018, that Kratos only saw it towards the end of the game, is Atreus killing Kratos. But then they're like, what is written could be unwritten. So he's like, "That's not going to happen."
Right. Wow, that's a good game.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Us talking about this is making me want to play it.
Do that side quest. If you're gonna do one side quest, do the hidden side quest.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called hidden side quest.
I think it's called like a funeral or something.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You have to go to the dwarf town.
Okay.
And then also, just a little side note, I was listening to spoiler cast and interviews with the director of God of War, Ragnarok. Odin is like, you see him in the dwarf city.
Oh, really?
You see him like spying on you. Like, he's the first, one of the first NPCs you see, and he spits from the bridge.
Really?
He sees you and he spits on the bridge. He spits down like on the water. So he's been watching you the whole time without his ravens.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. There's a lot of depth to this game.
That's interesting.
A little side lore, like those books. They have like PlayStation references. Have you noticed? Like, they have like Astrobot, like the book. One of the books look like Astrobot or look like Ratchet and Clank. It's cool. Okay. I like how they pay homage to other developers.
Well, I do see that they have tips available on the PS5 for Ragnarok. That's really cool, man. What you been playing? Anything else?
Marvel Snap. Oh my god, this game, dude. Like I said, last podcast, if I'm not playing God of War, then I'm playing Marvel Snap.
Yep.
And they just did this update where you can target a card, and these cards they change every 8 hours. So you could pin it, which is an excellent idea, because I ain't going to wait every... Well, we can put a timer every 8 hours, check to see if the card you want is there. Shit. And then they have like pool 4 and like pool 5 type of cards. So like to get to those pools, you have to get higher rank on your card level. The thing is that when you get higher on the card level, you're playing in that pool. So people you're playing against have those type of cards.
Oh, I see.
So, for example, if you and I were to play, like if you're pool 1 and I'm pool 3, I'll have cards that you won't have.
Yeah.
Right? And it's kind of like, I can't say it's unfair, because like even cards that are in pool 1 are very good.
Right.
So there's a mixture. But I have more cards that I can use You know?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you right now, some of those cards, I'm like...
What card level are you, if you've been playing?
I'm not sure.
Okay. It's that green thing. So I'm at like 1,175 now.
Oh, I can check real quick.
Okay.
But what I've noticed is when I'm playing somebody and you can tell they're a little bit higher than you.
Uh-huh.
Because the cards, I've never seen
them. Like, whoa, where did I get that from? Right. Yeah. And they're randomized too. Like, there's pool two and there's like 20 cards and you don't know which one you're going to get.
Yeah. And then it'll display like seen for the first time.
Yeah. You're like, whoa, cool. Oh, yeah. So I'm wondering if you're in pool two now. Because to get into pool two, you're 506 already. You're approaching pool three. That means really? You have access to most of all the cards.
Okay. I don't even know about these pools.
Nah, I just looked online.
Okay.
Because there's a big following for this game. And I even started subscribing on YouTube to follow like certain decks to follow, to try. And it sucks. Dude. Like, oh, I'm going to try this deck. And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm missing like two cards. Like, God, man.
Right. You can't
like,
do it.
So I have to replay. Like, I'm playing this Thor deck. Thor and Jawlock, or Lockjaw. So I can get Mortimer like multiple times in one turn, in like multiple turns. But like
Lockjaw's that dog?
Yeah.
Okay, teleports or something?
So what happened? Yeah, so it teleports your cards.
Oh.
So like you put like a low cost card, like a zero card, and then all of a sudden you get like one of those 12 cards that come out on turn six, but it's only turn three. I'm like, Dad, dude, what's up, guys? I'm gonna win. Snap. Right? Yeah. But I don't have some of those cards, so sometimes like I lose because I don't have like Dr. Doom, which like throws all these other Doom mates around your on the lanes. So I'm missing cards. But that being said, they added like 16 more cards.
Wow.
They nerfed a few cards, like Angela, and she used to be a 2-1, but now she's 2-0.
What?
Yeah. So now she's like, you pull her out, she has zero damage. So you got to make sure you're going to play that lane with her. Right? Because Destroyer. So this card is like you play him on six, on turn six, and he has 16 damage. But now they reduced him to 15 because people were overpowered. He is a little bit too overpowered.
Okay.
If you use him correctly. Because with his whole gimmick is he destroys everything on your side.
Okay.
Everything.
Right.
But if you put armor and like Professor X on different lanes, then he can't destroy him.
Oh.
So you get a really strong card at on that lane, like the 16.
There's a lot to this game.
Yeah, it's like playing Magic, but like not having physical cards or not having to get up and go to like a Newsberries or whatever to play with people like at a comic store. Although that would be cool.
Yeah.
But I can't wait until they release the patch, another patch where you and I can play together like in proximity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah. I know they're working on that. Yeah.
And you know what? That's probably down the road.
Yeah, they said it was going to happen like by the end of this year.
Wow.
So they only got a few more days.
Shoot. And it's almost the beginning of the month, so you know what that means. They're going to have a new card to just promote and try to have us buy.
Yeah, they're already doing it. I looked. I was like, dude, man.
What is it?
Don't do it to me. They're like, oh, they're pinning Rhino. If you want Rhino, you can pin him now.
Oh, wow.
Do you want Rhino? Do you need Rhino for your destroy deck? Let's do it. Let's do it. And then he got it. Throw down, like... 700 gold or whatever. That's like $100.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
That's too much.
It's payday, bro. Babe.
Nah, man, I ain't doing that.
It's payday, babe.
Oh my gosh.
Holiday pay.
You meant nah. I don't think holiday I can pay, do that. Man. I can't do that.
This is me when I was 13 again, all over again.
No, don't even tempt me. Don't tempt me.
I'm tempting myself, man.
Oh my gosh. No, I ain't spending $100 on. Well, I can't say never, but that's just a steep endeavor.
Is it?
I know we pay $70 on.
I don't know how many hours I'm on this thing. All I know is that I really enjoyed it.
That's true. When you talk about the time investment and will you be kind of getting your money's worth? I kind of see where you're going with that, But it's kind of, that's just, I don't know.
Would you have spent $70 on this versus Gotham Knights?
I know, right? I don't know.
How many more hours have you spent on Gotham Knights compared to Marvel Snap? Just a guess.
It's probably equal.
Equal.
It's probably equal.
Okay, so that's so equal. Which game are you having more fun with?
I know, Snap.
Snap.
Yeah.
So based on those answers, would you have spent $70 on Snap versus
Gotham you know Knights? What? You know what, though? See, I'm not sure now. If you had to spend money up front with Snap, do you think it'd be that as good a game?
Since I've done it, yeah.
You think
cause,
so?
Because, I mean, it is random buy, so it's like buying a deck.
Right.
Right? And it's kind of weird in a way because when you purchase that those credits, you don't get cards all the time. You get either you get more credits or you get boosters, which boost certain cards.
Right.
So you can level them up, which level up your rank in the game, which help you get more level in your card level.
Yeah.
So you unlock more cards potentially. So there's that randomization, which is like in whenever you open up Pokemon cards or those cards that you get when you're a kid.
I think the problem I have with it is because like I'm having fun with it and I haven't spent any money.
Which is great.
Right?
Yeah. And then you got me on the other side that was like, oh, okay, it's payday. Here we go. I have a budget for this game.
and it's not a bad thing because I know like people will say, I'll never spend money on a mobile game and this and that. But you spend money, like we spend money on games all the time, regardless of what it is.
And people spend money on books or on Netflix or whatever their passion is.
Whatever your hobby is, like golf, you know, people spend tons of money on clubs. And
so with those golf balls, you can't retrieve those back, right?
No.
And there's specialized balls, are there? Because I see there's different brands.
Yeah, I'm not a golf person.
Right.
But, you know, I see our neighbor always practicing his swing and stuff.
Right.
And he's got those different contraptions and stuff that he trains with.
Yeah. Or people like are into biking.
Yeah.
Like road biking, that's like really expensive. That's like $10,000 or whatever.
Yeah, for the bike.
Yeah, right.
You know? Or like even...
Or $3,000.
Yeah. Guns, you know?
Yeah.
People buy guns and those are going to be anywhere from $500 to $600 to even over $1,000.
And then you purchase ammo, which you shoot.
Yeah, you don't... You know, some people have reloads.
I'm going to catch it. No. I'm going to catch it.
No, I don't do that. But the point taken, yeah, it's a hobby.
Right.
And all of our hobbies cost something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just blessed to be lucky enough to have a profession that allows me to indulge in my hobbies.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Yeah. So
Bay, let's spend $100 on the credits.
I don't know. Because I think this is where my obstacle is. Like I don't have like a hard budget, right? But in my mind, I try to stay under like $200 a month.
I am telling myself, like, it's, I get that itch, Bay. I'm like, nope. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Payday. When payday comes, all right. Before payday, you already reach your limit. Don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or just wait. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
What's waiting? I'm so impulsive when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, I'm not. This is funny because I'm a little opposite there. I'll wait. I'll be like, I'll just wait on that. Because with games, you know, the not all of them, but some of them, the prices will go down.
Yeah.
Like, the one game that I think I should have waited on was Gotham Knights.
I mean, right now they have like big deals on that, right?
Oh, my goodness. You can get it for under $40.
I'm so sorry, babe.
I know. And I'm over it because I've done that before.
Right,
I've done
that
with other games.
Yeah.
So it's fine. I do have the physical copy. So, I mean, it's only worth half of what I spent on it.
Mm.
But at least I can... You know, give it to somebody. Maybe you want to try to play it before the end of the year.
Right.
So you can put it on your top 10.
Ah!
Maybe not. Maybe not. But you know what? I did want to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right.
And it's interesting because I actually seen it twice, Jay. And the first time, I think I was in a bad mood because I was like,
I'm playing Gotham Knights, and I don't like watching right now.
Maybe it was grouchy because I wasn't liking it.
You did watch initially. It two more times than I have.
But then, like, my wife started watching it with me we watched it together the second time, and she was loving it and laughing, and I started liking it. You know, when you watch something with somebody and they're just loving it and laughing at all the jokes and stuff,
yeah,
you can't help but laugh a little more.
I feel like it's like food. You know, when you eat food by yourself, you're just kind of like, oh, okay. But when you eat it with like family or friends, it tastes a little better.
Oh, and especially when they're like, oh, this is delicious.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. That is delicious.
Yeah, it tastes even better.
Yeah, man, it doesn't need salt. It just needs you.
Yeah, because like initially I thought it was corny. And I was like, man, what's going on? What is this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But watching it the second time, you know, maybe I was in a better mood that second time. I really enjoyed it. I will have to say Mantis and Drax.
Good combo, huh?
Great combination. Mm-hmm. They're just so good together.
Yeah.
He's hilarious because he laughs like insane laugh, like, ha, 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 you know?
Right.
And just like... It's just so funny. He's the type of person they laugh in front of you, and then you just start laughing too.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just like you're kind of laughing at them, right?
Yeah.
And then...
I feel like that's me, because I laugh a lot, loud, and sometimes I'm just the one that's laughing, which is fine. It's got to be conscious about it, but, you know, over the years, I don't care.
Yeah. Like, he's just... I'm trying not to spoil it or anything, but she's like... Mantis is like blaming Drax because it was his idea to get Kevin Bacon. Mm. And he's like, yeah, it was my idea.
Okay, got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he just started laughing at it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so I'm not spoiling much because everybody knows that Kevin Bacon gets kidnapped in this. And it's the whole process of them finding him.
Mm.
That's funny.
Okay.
You know, they land in LA. You know, and then they you know, they land right
like in our world.
Yeah, yeah.
And Earth.
Right, and they land on the Hollywood sign, you know.
It says Kevin Bacon on it.
No, it doesn't. Okay. But then they go through what do you call it? The walk where all the stars are?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I don't know what you call that.
I forget. I haven't been there myself.
But maybe Walk of Fame or something?
Sure.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah.
But they go through that and stuff. There's a bunch of people dressed up, and it's a very enjoyable show. And then the other characters. Okay, one thing that was kind of weird for me, they changed up Groot.
Is he older?
He's older now.
But
and he's more like he's like a buff Groot.
Oh, he was a little buff when he got when he was older.
Okay.
Right? Like in the like when you first meet him, he looks a little more fit. But this he looks stocky. He's bulky now, huh?
Yeah.
He's been eating some. I was gonna say
some Miracle-Gro,
some nuts, some protein.
He's sipping the Miracle-Gro or something.
Miracle-Gro is even better, dude.
Because
he's watering his plants.
But it looks weird. It looks oh, okay. For me, it looks like like a Power Rangers character or something.
So is he like this is what term I've heard, like broccoli?
No.
So like very like thin on his legs and then very bulky, like
he's bulky all over.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So he's like Hulk?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But he's not as tall.
Okay.
So it's interesting. Hmm. It looked weird to me.
Okay.
Like, what is this? What are you doing, man? I'm like, man, they're trying to skimp on the CGI and just put a dude in a suit.
How about Rocket?
Rocket is Rocket.
Okay.
Yeah, Rocket's funny. Everybody else pretty much the same. What's the name of the blue girl with she's like a robot or a cyborg?
Gamora's sister?
Yeah, what's her name?
No, I forget.
Forgot it.
I forget.
But she dances funny. At the end,
yeah. I'm so curious what they're gonna do with Gamora, because I know he's on the hunt for her because she's alive.
Okay,
right?
Yeah,
and but she doesn't know him because it's a different Gamora from a different timeline. So I'm interested when we're gonna see that unfold.
I don't know,
because I'm sure they didn't show it here.
They didn't. Yeah. At least I didn't see her. No, unless I missed it completely.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it. I just wanted to watch it a little bit more during the during Christmas because we were watching Enchanted.
Oh gosh. How does she know? Disenchanted or
no, just Enchanted. Like on regular TV. And I was like, you know what? This quality sucks. Let's put it on Disney Plus. And here we go. I watched it twice.
Oh wow.
On the way to up north and on the way back from there.
How does he know that he loves
it's
her?
So catchy, man. I can't. It's like damn it. Damn it. La 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 la.
That's a good movie. We saw Disenchanted.
Yeah, is it as good or?
I don't think it's as good.
Mm.
No, I think it falls a little short.
Mm.
She's pretty. She's very good. Mm-hmm. The girl, man, I wish I forgot her name.
Lois Lane. No, just kidding.
I know she is Lois Lane,
she
right?
She is, yeah.
But she's really good.
Yeah.
That one guy who's actually Cyclops, remember him?
it breaks it for me. I'm like, dude, this guy was Cyclops? My God, this guy.
he hasn't aged at all.
He looks good still, huh?
He looks the exact same.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he plays that role really well.
I mean, they get into character. I'm like, it's so funny just watching it. Tad, she's so, lovable because she just thinks of love like it is and in the Disney princess movies. Yeah. And you have Patrick Damsey, which is exactly opposite, who's a divorce lawyer and finally turns, you know.
Dempsey.
Dempsey, right? Yes.
He looks older.
Yeah?
Yeah, he looks a lot older.
Oh, okay. Too much driving his freaking Porsches around, huh? Because he's a racer.
Oh.
He likes to race his cars.
Okay.
He's going high speed. So he's stressed.
Well, and you know, you can't fight
too much crazy father anatomy. Time.
too much crazy.
Too much closets. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, going back, looking at Kevin Bacon, man, he looks good for his age.
Yeah.
That guy's in his 60s.
Dang.
He's 64.
Yeah?
Wow. Yeah. And so we're getting older.
Yeah.
You know, and like I had mentioned to you, you know, before we started recording, that 90s show. Because now they had the 70s show,
yeah.
And they're all grown up, and now they have the 90s show.
Like for their kids or something?
So, I don't know. Like grandkids.
Oh, so it's like, I see.
I'm not sure whose kid it is because it was just like a little
teaser.
Teaser. So the dad is there and the mom's still there. And the dad is still grouchy as ever.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom's trying to make everybody cupcakes and stuff.
Is it in the same cast? Majority?
Those are the only two that I've seen so far.
Oh, okay.
And I think what will be a grabber for them is to throw in, you know, Fez.
Right.
Or throw somebody in, an Ashton Kutcher in there. Right. Somewhere in the show.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. People gobble it up if they go that route. But from the looks of it, it was just the mom and dad.
I see. Okay.
I'm gonna watch it, though. That's not until January.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, now what games are you looking forward to with just a few weeks left? We're going to start December in a day. Yeah, what are you going to try?
New games?
New games.
Oh, man. That Marvel Midnight Suns, I'm still waiting to see what reviews come out of that. That Ogre Tactics.
Tactics,
yeah. That. And then... Crisis Core for Final Fantasy is coming out.
Ooh.
For sure I'll get that.
Okay.
So so those are three games I'm looking for towards. But then those are big games for sure, right?
Yeah.
So
Crisis Core, I haven't even finished the Final Fantasy previous games.
Yeah. So this is more about Zack's story.
Okay.
But I want a Platinum God of War because I'm having tons of fun with it still.
Yeah,
so I'm I don't. It's hard to divide
work
my time.
Just keeps getting in the way, huh? If we could just be off of work and playing full time,
right?
Yeah, that's not happening.
Mm-mm. Gotta support my Marvel Snap.
Well, I'm gonna try this Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yeah, I'll give you the
3.
Switch. Yeah.
Yeah, Jay's gonna hook me up by let me borrow his Switch, and I rented it on Gamefly.
Yeah.
It's funny, when I rented it, they're like, are you sure? Because you need to have a Switch to play this game. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, so, I see. So it knows that you don't have a Switch.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Or it knows that all the games I've been using
are
PS5. So that's interesting. I've looked over the gameplay. I'm intrigued. But man, this is going to be a long
game. It's going to be a long game. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's going to keep your interest.
I hope so.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, this other game's coming out.
That Callisto Protocol come out December, yep. What, 2nd or 3rd?
2nd, I think.
Dude, that's soon. That's this week, right?
It's this week.
Oh, you're going to get that game, right?
Dude, I'm looking at the gameplay of this. It's freaking bizarre.
Can you stream it, or can I like watch you play it?
Sure.
Because I won't play it.
I'm a little worried, man, because I'm like, dang, this game is creepy as heck.
Does it come out this Friday?
Yeah, I think so. Thursday or Friday.
Are you gonna get it?
I'm gonna wait until the reviews come out.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be another Gotham Knights, right?
That's our new thing for you.
It's, yeah, right.
It's Joel and Gotham
Knights. Used to be like Cyberpunk, you know. You're right though. You're exactly right. I don't want to get burned again, but it looks difficult. Because the dodging mechanic,
yeah.
It's like it takes, you could see the movement takes long because these monsters come at you. They uh-huh. come at you hard. And you could see the way he has to dodge and like shift his whole body.
Right.
But then, you know, for me, that tells me you're going to get partially hit every time, yeah. You know? So it's going to be interesting.
Okay.
I'm intrigued because the story looks interesting. And there's that girl, Karen Fukuhara.
Hmm.
And she's in there, and that's the girl. I believe she's Japanese.
What?
She's from The Boys.
Oh,
she's from a number of different things.
Okay,
but she's pretty cool.
Okay,
yeah. So I'm looking at those. Man, we sure did went through a lot there, Jay.
Yeah, you said like at the beginning of the show, it's going to be a short episode.
And here we are at 50 minutes.
There we go, man.
Yeah.
See, conversational. It's fun. That's why I said 100 hours go by fast with you, babe.
It sure does. Well, that's all from me, Jay.
Same with me. You guys take care. Thanks for listening. And again, take care of yourself and take care of others.
Awesome.